It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, May 16th, 2019. Today is the birthday of American politician William Henry Seward, born in Florida, New York, a village not far from Poughkeepsie in the Hudson Valley, in 1801. An anti-slavery activist in the Whig and Republican parties before the American Civil War, and Secretary of State for Lincoln and Andrew Johnson from 1861 to 1869, he is also remembered for negotiating the purchase of Alaska from Russia in 1867, referred to at that time as Seward's Folly. Admitted to the New York State Bar in 1822, Seward began the practice of law the following year at Auburn. He gradually developed a taste for politics and became active in the anti-Masonic Party in 1828, serving in the New York Senate from 1830 to 1834. At about this time, he allied himself with other opponents of the Jacksonian Democrats in forming the new Whig Party. Under this banner, he served as governor of New York State for 4 years, soon becoming recognized as a leader of the anti-slavery wing of his party. In 1849, he was elected to the U.S. Senate, where the antagonism between free and slave labor became the theme of many of his speeches. During the turbulent 1850s, he increasingly resisted the Whig attempt to compromise on the slavery issue, and when the party collapsed, he joined the newly organized Republican Party, which took a firm stand against expansion of slavery into the free territories. Although Seward was the recognized Republican leader, he was twice denied the nomination for the presidency. When Lincoln took office as president on the eve of the Civil War, he promptly named Seward as his Secretary of State. On most issues, he was Lincoln's closest and most influential advisor, despite early differences over the reinforcement of Fort Sumter and Seward's irresponsible suggestion that a foreign war might be provoked to distract the country from its civil conflict at home. Seward gradually rose to the challenge of his office and was particularly successful in preventing foreign governments from giving official recognition to the Confederacy. While he did not succeed in preventing the French occupation of Mexico or the acquisition by the Confederacy of the warship Alabama from England, his diplomacy prepared the way for a satisfactory adjustment of the difficulties with these powers at a later date. On April 14, 1865, 9 days after he was severely injured in a carriage accident, the bedridden Seward was stabbed in the throat by Lewis Powell, also known as Lewis Payne, a fellow conspirator with John Wilkes Booth, who had assassinated Lincoln that same night. Seward made a remarkable recovery and retained his cabinet post under President Johnson until 1869. On October 10, 1872, as he worked at his desk in the morning as usual, he complained of trouble breathing. He grew worse during the day as his family gathered around him. Asked if he had any final words, he said simply, "Love one another." William Seward died that afternoon. His funeral a few days later was preceded by the people of Auburn and nearby paying their respects at his open coffin for more than 4 hours. Harriet Tubman, a former slave whom the Sewards had helped, sent flowers. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for May 16th, 2019. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.